Danny Ventura from the Boston Herald, their regional high school sports editor, is joining us here. And Danny, here we are, 2023, a week under our belts in high school football, and another big weekend coming up this week. So how are you doing this year?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
Okay, hanging in there, I guess. still breathing. Danny, I want to pick your brain just for a moment on a couple of local things. We have Marblehead on Thursday night playing host to King Philip. What can you tell us about King Philip?
Well, King Philip is pretty much the way they've been the last 10, 15 years. I mean, they basically have a set. They love to run the ball. They play old-fashioned. You know, they don't do a lot of things, but what they do very, very well. They're extreme. You know, Brian Lee, son of the legendary John Lee, a terrific coach. You know, they're just so, you have to beat them to win a game. They're not going to beat themselves. They love to run the ball. They're tough on defense. They're aggressive to the ball. I mean, it's a solid program. Brian does a fantastic job there.
All right. Yeah, obviously a great family there, the Lee family, for sure. Danny, how about the prep game? The prep and Central Catholic, whenever they meet, it's a big game, and sometimes some unexpected results out of that game. On Saturday, they're scheduled for a 1:30 game over at the prep, Central Catholic at St. John's. And what can you tell us about Central Catholic this year?
Well, Central certainly, you know, they did not pick the right team to play in the opener, Springfield Central, especially when you've got a lot of younger guys back. You know, they had to go back out there on Sunday, and they, you know, defensively had a lot of issues, you know, losing 44-26. You know, their quarterback did get hurt in the game, so, you know, it's going to be interesting to see if Blake Herbert, who's a Clemson recruit, if he's going to be playing or not. I mean, even if he is playing, you've got to assume he's probably not 100%. And he's going against a prep team that, you know, like Central, they lost a lot of guys, but they've got a decent group of guys back. You know, the quarterback, you know, Deacon Robillard is back. He had experience in the second half of the year. You know, Cam LaGrasse certainly, for 1 week, picked up where Carson Brown left off last year. And defensively, I think they're going to be okay. I mean, they've got decent parts back. So, I mean, I would think going in, you'd have to assume that the prep is the favorite.
Right, at home. But again, as I said, sometimes some unexpected things happen in that matchup over the years. Hey, I understand CM has a big game this weekend. Can you tell our listeners about that struggling Division II program?
Yeah. Well, Division II, probably you're opening up a can of worms. Yeah. You say CM in Division II because, you know, myself, like probably 99.9% of the people, feel they should be in Division I. And, you know, for some reason they choose to stay in two, which, you know, I respect the program, respect Coach DiBiase. I guess we agree to disagree on where their placement is right now. But as far as the game, they're traveling down to West Palm Beach. They're going to play Cardinal Newman on Friday night.
What do you know about that team?
Well, they're very talented in the skill positions, like a lot of the Florida teams are. Their quarterback, Luke Warnock, is being recruited by UMass as one of the teams in the mix. Their skill positions are very, very good. They've got a kid going to Florida State. They got a kid going to Rutgers. I think the one edge that CM might have in that game is I think CM is better up front. CM's got a young man, Gerby Lambert, who basically could go anywhere he wants in the country. He's one of the top linemen.
I'm guessing, though, that Florida team probably has several games under their belt by now. Am I wrong on that? Or
they've only played two, but, you know, normally, because, you know, when you look at, like, some of the top teams have already played four games. So you're right there. Cardinal Newman has only played two.
Cardinal Newman. All right. There you go. Yeah. Danny, what else can you share with us? You know, you have the big picture look of, you know, Massachusetts football, in particular, I guess, Eastern Mass football. What other games are kind of piquing your interest this weekend? I know you cover them all. You got them all. But what one?
Yeah,
what?
You know, it's crazy because, you know, I was doing the schedule. It's almost, I've never seen this, that Saturday in Eastern Mass, that the prep Central game is the only game on the schedule in Eastern Mass, which blew my mind. I mean, I know that there's the Jewish holiday, so there's 30-some-odd games on Thursday night, but still, you figure there'd be a handful on Saturday, but just one game is crazy.
Well, yeah, that's right. That's what we have on our North Shore schedule. Absolutely. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. you know, just, you know, looking around, you know, last week, you know, Hanover with the big win over Duxbury, you know, there's some people don't think they've ever beaten them. You know, we have a program back to 96, and they were 0-11. So, I mean, that was a great win for the Hanover program. You know, this week, an interesting game, you know, it's out of there, but up in the Hockomock, Foxborough and North Attleboro, you know, two teams, you know, close by, two solid programs. Be interesting to see how that one shakes itself out.
Yeah. Any other changes? I know in on the North Shore here, we had Essex Tech move into the Cape Ann League from last year to this year. So they're now in the Cape Ann League, which I think is a great thing. I think for both leagues, for them and for the Cape Ann League, I imagine. Any other kind of swaps or moves in high school sports?
The one thing you did notice, like with the new realignment, is how many, you know. Last year, Division II was very top-heavy, and a lot of those Division II teams are now in Division III, which they're probably thrilled they're getting relief from Catholic Memorial. I mean, King Philip, unfortunately, you know, is still in II, but you have, you know, Mansfield, who's a very good team. You know, they certainly saw, you know, how good CM was last year, but I think they're going to be in the mix in Division III. You know, Bill Ricker should be very good, you know, and a lot, you know, you see a lot of these, like Woburn, teams like that have dropped down to three, which has made Division III very, very tough now.
Good point. Yeah, I wasn't even aware of that. Yeah, okay. So, Danny, what about these Patriots? Were you optimistic with their loss last week?
Well, I mean, being a Lions fan, I mean, I'm still on cloud nine, but you know, as far as the Patriots game, I got to be honest with you, I mean, you know, you never want to be happy after a loss, and I'm sure they'd rather win than lose. But I thought there were a lot of pluses to come out of that game. You know, you're playing a team that's arguably one of the two or three best teams in the league. And after the first quarter where they basically, you know, just no-showed, they took it to them the last three quarters, had their chances. The one thing that does make me nervous is that, you know, it's happened two or three times where they've had one possession where they to go down the field and try to win a game, and for some reason or another, you know, they have not been able to get over that hump. I mean, I look at the Cincinnati game last year, same type of deal against a far more talented team, had plenty of opportunities and just, you know, can't get over that hump. And that's what would make me a little nervous about this Patriots team. But, defensively, I think that they're solid. You know, offensively, you know, hopefully the line will get better because I think, you know, that's going to be a big part of it. I mean, their receiving core, I'm not as crazy about it as other people might be.
Yeah, their running game is questionable, I guess. I do think one of the bright spots was, you know, the last couple of years, their defense has not been great, let's put it that way. Right. And but if it were not for that defense moving through the first quarter, second quarter, keeping them in the game, so to speak. When everyone watching it, I think really in the first half thought they were out of this game.
I thought when it was 16-0. I'm like, oh boy. You know, it's funny because I was joking with my niece, I said, you know what? It's almost like I'm watching what I've seen from the Lions for about 50 years. You know, overmatched. Just didn't belong on the field, and all of a sudden, you know, they got themselves back in the game. Another thing I would find, because Belichick has gotten a lot of heat for his draft picks, but their first two draft picks, Gonzalez and the young man Keon White, I mean, they've certainly acquitted themselves well in that game.
Absolutely. Well, great stuff, Danny. Hopefully we'll be talking again soon and throughout the football season, and it's always great catching up with you, and we appreciate you taking some time.
Oh, likewise, my friend. Call me anytime.
You got it. There he is, Danny Ventura from the Boston Herald here on MSONewsSports.com.